Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's already filed a lawsuit against Los Angeles, and now we're going after Seattle for a similar violation of the Constitution. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, here's another example of an attack on people for sharing the gospel publicly, exercising their religious freedom to share the gospel, to bring people to the Lord. And if it doesn't go against the agenda of the other, like LGBT or whatever, they get persecuted. I mean, these May Day events, they happened without any problem in New York, Miami, and Houston. But Seattle and L.A. were very problematic.
Yeah, and we already filed a suit against Los Angeles. We're about ready to file the suit against Seattle. The interesting thing, before we even talk about the lawsuit, let's talk about how this began. How did the May Day events begin? Mm-hmm. This May Day event was in May of 2025, and it was a call to prayer, to pray for America with regards to saving children, abortion, family, the LGBTQ agenda, and religious freedom. How did it all begin? It began in Peru, in Lima, Peru, and it began with some friends of ours, Christian Rosas and his family and others in Lima, Peru. And how did it begin there? Well, George Soros and other radicals wanted to come into Peru to really change the whole culture, thinking that if they can change Peru, then they can control all of South America. And so Lima was the target, which is the capital of Peru. And so when you go into this background, George Soros began doing there what he has been doing here in other places around the world, and he began funding congressional or legislative offices and other situations to bring in radical nonprofits and very liberal representatives. And so they actually passed a law, Holly, that if you said something negative about LGBTQ, you could actually be put in jail. Mm. And I remember Christian Rosas being interviewed while that law was actually in effect. And he said, my words that I'm speaking right now or have spoken could put me in jail, but I cannot abide by that law.
In Peru.
In Peru. And so he and other Christians began to organize, and they organized this event or events in Peru, Don't Mess With My Kids. That was essentially the title of it in Spanish, however. And so that was a gathering of Christians to come together in peaceful rallies and prayer events to pray for the ending of abortion, to pray for the LGBTQ agenda that was infiltrating the country and the speech restrictions, and to pray for religious freedom.
Well, what happened in Peru, though? Did the events change,
The
atmosphere of
it
Peru?
It changed the atmosphere.
Don't leave us hanging. So,
it changed. So that law is gone now. Mm-hmm. And they also have made huge strides on the sanctity of human life and pushing back on the LGBTQ agenda. So George Soros was defeated.
But I suspect he probably looked at that and said, okay, you're going to do it in the U.S. now? Let me see if I can make a little trouble.
No question about that. And so the people in the United States said, you know what, we need a revival like that, which we just saw happen in Peru with the Christians coming together, and we ought to do that. And so they came up with these May Day events where you have Christians and churches coming together on a particular day in May Day. And it was a May Day event, mm-hmm. a call to action in prayer. And so those cities, they had five, and they went to Miami and the other cities, Houston, New York, mm-hmm. No problem.
Right.
They come to Seattle, and I don't doubt that there may have been somebody paying some of these protesters to show up.
Oh, sure.
So they wanted to have an event in a public park, but that was denied, and the Seattle officials moved the event right into the heart of an LGBTQ community.
Hmm.
And they knew, obviously, they're putting them right in the zone of danger. That's not where the people applied, but if they wanted to have an event, that's the only place
right,
that the city was
den.
Allowing them.
Yeah.
So they put them right in the lion's den. Okay, you can have the event, Daniel, but we're going to have you speak right in the middle of these hungry lions. That's kind of like what they did, or put you in the fiery furnace.
Which could be very exciting because those people definitely need to hear the gospel.
So they did. They had this event, and then Antifa people showed up, and LGBTQ people showed up, as, you know, obviously I think the city had planned. And some of the LGBT / Antifa people, they filled balloons with urine. And they threw these balloons at the Christians who were praying and gathering for worship. They did sexually provocative gestures and assaulting older people and younger people. One boy, a teenage boy who was praying, had a knife pulled on him while he's praying. So this is what happened.
It's not exactly a peaceful protest.
No. And so then the police shut down the event because of all these bad actors on the other side. You have video so you can see exactly who was the instigator. It was the Antifa and LGBTQ crowd. And consequently, after that, the Democratic mayor, Bruce Harrell, blamed the Christians, labeling them, quote, far-right extremists, close quote. These are far-right extremists. These are people who are Christians who came to peacefully pray. He didn't label the Antifa or the LGBTQ people who were doing the rioting and throwing the balloons filled with urine and other kinds of unbelievable actions. He didn't label them extremist. He labeled the peaceful Christians far-right extremists after they stopped the event, and they blamed it, he blamed it, on the Christian.
Well, they're extreme for Jesus, maybe, but they weren't acting like the others.
No, and so, you know, we, once the Seattle police arrived and kicked out the Christians from their own event, despite the clear video footage showing the LGBTQ and Antifa rioters were the violent perpetrators, that's when the Seattle mayor, notwithstanding the evidence, labeled the Christians far-right extremists. Mm-hmm. And stopped the event. So we are filing a lawsuit because this clearly violated the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. You know, they've had in Seattle, I mean, Seattle, Portland, remember all the Black Lives Matters, Antifa riots that happened in those cities? And they didn't seem to have a problem with all
No.
that. But they did when Christians were peacefully picketing or peacefully praying. They weren't even picketing. They should have stopped the other crowd that was causing the assaults. And what they did is they gave a heckler's veto to the Antifa LGBTQ crowd so that they could veto any speech that they didn't want to happen in that particular park.
Well, I think it's you know, warranted that we have are filing a lawsuit in this case because that kind of treatment cannot go on. You can't say that Christians are radical extremists when you've got those on the other side pulling knives, throwing balloons, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, obviously there's an agenda going on and probably some money being passed under the table.
Well,
as well.
We know, for example, that there are now, quote unquote, nonprofit organizations, and all they do is they are paid a lot of money to get picketers and protesters to show up at different events.
Well, that's George Soros. That's a lot of what he funds.
And a lot of that is being funded by George Soros and others. They're funding money into these so-called nonprofits. And they're actually paying protesters. We know that for a fact. They're paying protesters. They've actually come out and said that that's what they're doing. They're paying protesters to show up at events. These are not spontaneous events. Mm-hmm. These are paid protesters designed to cause trouble. In fact, President Donald Trump just recently said to George Soros and his son, we're watching you because we're not going to allow you to continue to foam this dissent by paying picketers to come in and causing anarchy and chaos.
You remember what happened in D.C.? I remember specifically with Kavanaugh's nomination. And we have staff up there, and she would talk to some of these protesters. They had no idea what they were there. All I knew was they were being fed breakfast, lunch,
and they were getting paid
$50.
Yeah, they were getting paid,
and they were told when to do it, and that's all they knew.
And when they got put in jail, they got paid out.
Yeah, but they show up in these vans.
So they got bonded out. They got paid. The fine was paid. All of that was
covered. That's not a peaceful protest.
No, right? and it's designed to cause chaos and disruption. That's what happened in Seattle. So we're going to file suit. We just filed suit in Los Angeles because then they went to Los Angeles to hold the event. They wouldn't even allow them to hold the event in Los Angeles. Yet a few days later, they allowed the LA Pride event to occur in the same place on the same street. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.